Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we are going to look at some principles of upbringing children so that the audience gets a detailed description of the matter concerning how to raise their children Islamically. And today we have in our studio guest speaker Sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program, Sister Salma.
Thank you so much for having me over.
We have been discussing in our previous episode about a very important question where somebody was asking about their 13-year-old son who was very lazy and that she's worried about his future. So you say that sometimes the roots of laziness is due to some physical ailments, physical problems, you know, weakness of the body kind of prevents that child from being able to do what they have the potential of doing.
Yes. Kind of prevents them from doing the right kind of activity or even doing any activity in the first place.
Yeah.
So one another point is overeating. Sometimes the children, they, you know, children love goodies and cakes and biscuits and cookies and these sweet things. So sometimes the parents are not careful about this. So the child ends up overeating. And overeating, of course, causes laziness. Even we must have experienced that when we eat, even in a satisfied stomach, we feel still lazy. We want to rest. So in order for the child to be active, look at the right form of diet that should be given and not the wrong form. And also the quantity matters. Not only the quality, the quantity matters. So know that if you want your children to be very intelligent, always have a balanced diet for them. Even if they feel like some parents get excited when the children want two plates, three plates of food, always try to train the child to have one plate of food and they will be satisfied. And then you will see that they're not becoming lazy. They get the right amount of nutrition in their body instead of that over-nutrition that is hanging around me wanting to be digested and causing laziness. So this is one of them. Overeating or eating the wrong foods, so quality and quantity as far as nutrition is concerned, should be taken into consideration. Another point is physical injuries. Sometimes the leg hurts or the leg is always hurting or the bones are hurting. Again, this has to do with the physical part of it. So the children don't feel like doing anything, wake up and do things, you know, or play football because the knees are hurting or their legs are paining or the thighs are paining, the muscles are paining. So this should be done something about and that's take them to the doctor. See, they're not doing their homework. They don't feel like doing this. They don't feel like doing anything. They're just resting, complaining, cranky. We as parents should do something about their laziness. Yeah, take
or
them to
give
the
them
doctor.
Alternatives. You know, if really they have a problem in their leg, then you know, try and find nice alternatives for them to be, you know, busy, not to just like
At that time, also find alternatives for them, but also take them to the doctor. Visit the doctor, right?
Definitely.
That they could see what kind of injuries are there that maybe can be done something about. Mental fatigue is one of the also physical problems underlying laziness, and. For example, there's so much fights and so much noises going around everywhere. A child doesn't feel, you know, like wanting to do something for himself, like reading, doing his homework. He's always surrounded by noises or maybe fights of the parent, mental fatigue, you know, the tiredness of the mind being busy thinking what's going on. Am I to blame? Why is the noise not, you know, like...
So pressuring for the child.
Yeah, or children, many children in a house, or you know, many guests, always wanting to come, guests. So the parents also should think about whom to call, when to call, The child can feel like doing some activities for themselves, right?
Yeah. So we're just going to take a quick break and we'll pick up from this shortly.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. Sister Salma, you've been talking about how the roots of laziness could be because of overeating, eating the wrong foods, you know, maybe physical injuries. And you also mentioned about mental fatigue, which I feel is very, very important, which unfortunately a lot of families don't take care of. And do you want to add on to that?
Yes, now we will talk about the emotional problems. These were the physical problems that were underlying the cause of laziness. Now it's the emotional problems. One of the emotional problems that we see sometimes children go through is envy and jealousy. The children feel so jealous at certain person who is probably excelling in certain tasks, but because he's working hard. So this child, instead of being educated about why envy and jealousy is bad, he's just left. And he's not understood properly by the parents. They see, you know, a sullen face, but they don't want to say, inquire, what's bothering you? Or maybe they find complaining, the child complaining about so-and-so. They don't want to find out why he's talking about so-and-so so much. Maybe there's something, you know, like frustrating him inside, yeah?
Yes. So, I remember there was a child who every time would come back from school, he would be very upset, you know, very cranky. And so much the child was being asked, you know, what's the issue? But it was the same case every day. And after changing the child's school, they saw the child was completely different, so happy when he would come back, you know. And then they realized that in school he wasn't having such a good time. He would be teased, he would be made fun of. And these kind of things were really weighing on to him. And when he would come up, he didn't have any strength or any motivation to do his
All the emotional problems, you know, outweighed that. So that's like anxiety. Anxiety is one of the things that children suffer from that stops them from activity. They don't feel like working hard. They feel sad and worried always.
Yeah.
They feel there's no, you know, like worth taking a step forward. There's no worth to revise, study for your papers. You know, they feel a kind of stillness in their body and mind and emotions. And especially if you don't talk to this your children about this, that they would let out. When they would let out, the pressure will be more and they would be able to focus in any activity. Be it, like a exercise, like, for example, if you want them to join the gym and have some, you know, like exercise, even if there be a thing of interest for themselves, like, you know, playing volleyball or basketball or table tennis, whatever it is, they would feel that motivation to do it. Why? Because of that worry that is eating them up.
Yeah.
So worry and anxiety is something that needs to be curbed. And how can they be curbed? By talking about it, by being friendly, having lending an affectionate ear to the child so that the child can feel, somebody is, you know, having empathy, somebody's understanding, caring. And they, even sometimes it goes as much as needing a psychiatrist to talk to the child. And that those steps can be also taken so that that laziness can go away. Because that laziness, if it creeps in his life, then he will be, you know, like wanting everything to be done for him and his life would be, productive anymore.
Very true. We'll just pause briefly and inshallah we'll resume in a moment.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said,
raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, where we are discussing about child upbringing. Sister Salma, you've been talking about how the roots of laziness can really pay a toll on the child, and you mentioned about the physical problems, and you also now went to the emotional problems, where, you know, at times, because of not talking to the child, not inquiring about the child gets anxiety and worries, and that way they're not able to do much, you know, in the day.
Yeah. Another emotional problem is fear. Fear of the reaction of what the parents would say. So sometimes, you know, the parents are expecting so much from the child that if he brings low grades, that they would, you know, retort at him.
Yeah.
And he would feel scared now what to do. So this kind of attitude should not be there, so that the child cannot feel comfortable in the family. Where else could he feel comfortable at, right?
True.
So it stops him from working ahead and feeling that there's no use to work, you know. There's no use to study or to, for example, practice anything that he likes doing.
Yeah.
For example, his hobbies, even reading. So this should be very important, a factor that not create fear in a child. So if he has to answer you, he answers back that, okay, maybe it was not in his capacity, or maybe he'll try harder next time, instead of you saying that next time if you do this, I'm not going to do this to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this for you, or I'm going to give you some spankings. Yeah, there were these kind of attitudes, unfortunately. Sometimes we see in life, even olden times, they were there. And this really put off the love of working hard.
Yeah.
And it gave rise to laziness also in the child. There was no motivation in the child's life. And anything he did, he wouldn't complete it even, you know.
Or maybe at times he would complete it, but just out of fear, you know.
That, yes, out of fear,
not
exactly.
Not for the right motivation,
not for the right
reasons.
Love. Exactly. Another emotional problem that brings about laziness is lack of love. You know, human needs, one of the needs of human beings are love, the feeling of love. It's just like food, how you need food, you know, to give the growth of your body. A person will say, okay, give this person food, it's enough. Is it enough? No. Love is also very important an ingredient to bring up the children. So lack of love makes a person, a child, you know, feel lost and insecure, and also feel that, you know, he can't love back also. He doesn't have the art of loving back. Loneliness.
Yeah.
Loneliness is something very bad, you know, in a child's life, of course, and in everybody's life. So,
and also, it because if you don't show love to a child, they will not learn to love Allah.
Yeah, they will not learn to
love. It's kind of
Allah.
A chain
yes.
reaction, because when they say why that the child should be close to the parents is because what the parents do to the child, that's how they feel towards Allah.
Yes,
and
exactly. You're teaching them this divine relationship of how to love Allah, right? So that love and showing affection is very important. So sometimes parents might have love in their heart for them, for the children, but they don't show this affection.
Yeah.
They go wrong, you see. So the affection should always be there. In a day, you know, it should be shown to all the children, you know, of the parents, so that they can not feel the lazy. That motivation should come, that somebody cares for us. So we're doing that for, you know, for example, our parents, to be proud of us. Right?
Definitely.
So this is very important, and it could really bring very profound results in a child's life. If he is loved and he showed affection to, he will never be lazy. He'll always want to reap benefits also as much as to show the parents, at least.
Definitely. Thank you so much. This was a very fruitful discussion. Inshallah, we get to hear more from you. Thank you very much for your valuable time. Dear listeners, you have just listened to IRIB English Radio, where we had a discussion on child upbringing. If you want to listen to our programs or get more information, you can log on to parstoday.ir/en under the tab COI, which is Call of Islam. And if you type in Call of Islam Radio, you can find it on YouTube and other platforms, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is time.